we ask ourselves, who am I? That question in and of itself is a loaded question. It is a conditioned question.
This is where wisdom and divination meet grit and tenacity. I invite you to be the ear to share my journey of triumph over shame, guilt, depression, and self-doubt. And to come out the other side victorious in this lifetime.
We ask ourselves, who am I? Other people ask themselves, who is that? And who am I? And we ask ourselves, who are you? Who am I? Right? Who am I? Good question. Good question. If you want to go in a circle with the answer round and round and round, who am I? It's a fun question. We get to invent and reinvent ourselves and think about ourselves. Who am I? Who? Who? But it's the wrong question. That question in and of itself is a loaded question. It is a conditioned question. Who am I? Who, indicating where do I fit in this society? This is the highest and best answer. Who am I? No. Let's go back. What am I? We don't think about that because we are conditioned immediately from birth and told what we are. This is what you are, and within that confined boundary, you're able to find who you are, meaning basically how do you fit into this society that other people have built for you to be born into. Who am I? What's my brand? What's my swag? And that's fun. Competitive, even. We spend so much of our precious, never gonna get it back ever time watching screens because we are watching people discover who am I or changing who am I or depicting who is that through my translation and acting? I believe that the highest and best answer is what am I? And if we can go back to birth, before we were told, you're a baby, you're a boy, you're a girl, you're a good girl, you're a good boy, you're a student, you're a scholar. You're a brother, you're a sister, you're a son, you're a daughter. You're a mother, you're an aunt, a niece, an uncle, grandfather, grandmother, employee, ward of the state, CEO, athlete. Who am I? Who? Now what? What am I? We have been stripped of the right or even the presence of mind to ask ourselves, what am I? We are all born naked for a reason. And when I say we, I don't just mean people. Everything is born naked. We are the only creature, source, energy, being, whatever, that looks at ourselves objectively and asks not only ourselves, but always others, who am I to me and who am I to you? What am I? I am a manifestation of life. You are a manifestation of life. We ask ourselves, what is the meaning of life? Life is too big to have a meaning, a judgment, a box which within we can define it? What am I? I am a manifestation of life, and life simply exists. Now, if I'm a manifestation of life and life simply exists, the who is an irrelevant question. I am all. I am everything. I am a being of life. Life simply exists. I am all. And all is me. We are creators, but I think we give too much meaning to that because we've created a prison for ourselves called society. We have created objects, sheets, pillowcases, candles, decor, no practical use whatsoever, to put inside of our boxes that we built and called them home. There are so many people who speak of conspiracy theories. They are holding us down, they are holding us back, they are mind bending us and brainwashing us with media. They. Not true. We brainwash ourselves because we buy into it. We have the choice. Still, we all know what happens to options and choices and rights if we don't use them. What happens? Yes, they are taken. They are taken because we've had these rights, options, abilities, choices, rights, and we don't educate each other on. And the rights and options and abilities can be way up here in the ether, still existing, but we don't know. We don't even know we have options. I am a who. Everyone else is a who. I was born into a who family. All my parents' friends are whos. All my family is whos. Everyone at school are whos. We're all whos. Who are we? I'm a who. Because you say that I am. And I say that I am. And we don't know our options. Our rights. To be open-minded. About our own precious existence. I do not have to be a who. I can be a what if I want. What am I? I am a manifestation of life. And what is life? Life simply exists. I am a manifestation of what simply exists. I am free. I have choices. And choices are a big responsibility. So too often times, we give our choices over to the status quo. What we should be doing, because even the sky is not the limit with our creative and powerful and passionate minds and spirits and bodies. It is the people, the crazy outliers, that make the most difference in society, in humanity, in the arts, everywhere, in our spirits. We are exhilarated. We're motivated. We're inspired by people who decide what they are. I am a learned Jew, a scientist, and I will study the sciences and arts of creativity. I will bring into existence what does not exist, and humanity will study it until the end of time, Einstein. What is the famous poster of Einstein? And we respect him. Einstein. Einstein. You hear Einstein and you think, that is the smartest motherfucker that ever lived on Earth. Gray and black hair all over his head. He looked like he had a bad haircut to begin with. Eyes wild. Tongue out. He discovered he had a choice. It's not about who am I, how do I fit into your shit, that your shit, our shit, that we created, and we keep shitting on each other and ourselves. This is what we should be, this is what we should do, this is what we should be, this is what we should do, this is what we should do, be do, be do, be do, be do, be do, be. Einstein. And the list goes on. But I love talking about these people. I love talking about these people because I aspire to be one of these people. What am I? I'm whatever the fuck I say.
Let's take 30 seconds to breathe and be grateful as we hear from today's sponsor. Breathe with me. Inhale, fuck it. Exhale, dumb shit. I'll be right back. And then we meditate.
Restful Sleep and Sweet Dreams is the first meditation module of the three-part series, Restful Sleep, Powerful Life. Restful sleep is an essential building block for a balanced and fulfilled life. We fail to respect the fact that a third of our lives happen while we are sleeping. Restful, restorative sleep is needed to heal and restore ourselves, clear our minds, and get in touch with our subconscious power.
Download yours right here and live your truest, most fulfilled life now. Namaste.
I think the world needs healers now more than ever.
In this powerful guided meditation, you will empower yourself to relax your body, shake off the residual thoughts of the day, and get in touch with your internal spirit power.
Let's begin. There is nothing you need to know. There is nothing you need to do. Just breathe. Just breathe. There is nothing you need to do. Just breathe. Just breathe.
What am I? When am I? Station. all. I am everything. I am a being of life. Life simply exists. I'm whatever the fuck I say?
Just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe.
What am I? time whatever the fuck I say.
Just breathe.
What am I? I am a manifestation of life. What am I? I say. What am I? You are a manifestation. all. I am everything. I am everything. I am a being of life. Life simply exists. Is me. Whatever the fuck I say.